This is Grandmaster Busy Wizzy representing the Hip Hop Digest from Washington, D.C., uptown. Get in where you fit in, and where you need to be in is the Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest.
Let me hit both of y'all to the facts of life. Now, there's some people out there ain't nothing but animals, and they make you fight them to survive. And if you don't fight them, they just keep picking at you and picking at you till you ain't got nothing left. Now, you can do one of two things, son. You can either talk to them or you can run from them. But ain't gonna do no good. So you got to handle yourself like a man.
James, the boy is only 12 years old.
Florida, that ain't all that young in this neighborhood. And you can't baby this child forever. See, Michael, sometimes you got to make your stand right up front. That's how you get by. And that's why you're gonna make your stand right up front, because you're gonna stand up to this punk tomorrow. 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 Tomorrow.
Welcome
tomorrow.
To the Hip Hop Digest tomorrow. Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And I am not Kurt G, I am E Color. What's up, yo?
Two-man crew.
Yes, sir.
Two live crew.
Got folks out gallivanting.
No doubt. Kurt G is way out of the country and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm going to start the show, and I start the show on a personal note, that the shows have been intermittent for a lot of particular different reasons. And for me, I will say that it is a personal reason. I got fired. This is the first time in my life I ever got fired. So part of it, kind of really was my fault because I really wasn't on point. But another part of it I thought was unfair. But I just got caught up in the matrix. So I'm just like, damn, this is a new experience for me.
New world order. God damn, you got to bring some levity to that, because yeah. I'm about to jump right on that back and say that we didn't record, because not only because of that, we found out my boy, my dog Kanye, and this is, look, and I got a little bit of different breath with it right now because I can laugh a little bit, but my dog Kanye is not doing well in the game, y'all, so we ain't got long. I don't know how dogs get cancer, but he got cancer, yo, so we got to keep him on meds, keep him comfortable until it's time for him to leave us. And I really ain't trying to think about that, but and I'm laughing a little bit because, you know, we just had our Instagram page hijacked for a few days, and somebody was on there asking for money, you know what I'm saying, and trying to sell farm equipment on our page. The crazy thing is I've reached out to them and let them know we was coming to get our shit back, and then they blocked me. So I had to go this whole couple of day procedure to get our page back. And so I'm saying that to say I'm not asking for money for my dog. I'm asking for prayers and for thoughts of peace. That's it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
that's why we've been out the game for a minute. That kind of thing happened.
Yeah, I ain't asking for no dough or nothing crazy like that. I was just saying it's always cathartic for me to talk about that stuff and whatever. And the Hip Hop Digest family, we small anyway. And even if we wasn't, I was just, you know, it's what shit. It what happens to people. You know what I mean?
It happens.
It happens.
We keep it a buck. Ain't no fronting allowed in here. Remember?
No doubt. And I'm not any different than anybody else. New experience for me, but you know, I already have some other shits on backup, which is coming in lovely. So, you know,
yes,
I, you know, lost my main job. I don't know. It did sting a little because I was there for a long time, 18 years, son.
Yeah, B. So you pick late in life to lose a job.
I'm saying, you know, right?
You're supposed to do all that in your 20s, B.
I'm saying. So
that'd but be, here we are.
Yeah, so here we are. So anyway, just to let y'all know, you know, Hip Hop Digest, you know, we ain't paid record industry plants. We just real people with real shit.
Nah, even though we're the original drink champs, we got no bread. So.
No doubt. So
there's that.
No doubt. So anyway, the Hip Hop Digest, I'm going to start. This is probably the longest list of people we're going to honor their passing ever. Mm-hmm. And it's just because we haven't been recording on a regular and these things sort of pile up. But the people who passed away, I really wanted to get them in, you know, because they, each of these artists really meant something to me. All right. So yes, we're going to do with the rest in peace. We're going to start that. First things first. Oh, where are my spectacles?
Oh, I pop a swing all the honeys, bunnies.
Oh. Damn. All right. Oh, here they go. Here they go. I found
you. You all in the dark over there.
Yeah, I am. You know Batman. I mean? So let's see here. Let me get this thing up. I'm sitting up here watching these VU meters. Oh, that's my man. I feel better about that. Now I can see. All right. First, rest in peace goes out to Rob Bass. Yes, Harlem, sir. New York. You know, if you come from the golden age of hip hop, you already know. It takes two. The James Brown and Lynn Collins sample from the song Think About It. All time great. The thing about that, if you were a DJ at that time, you just put it on. I mean, there's no work involved.
Nope.
Floor filler.
Yep.
I mean, that was the days of those days. I mean, those days are long gone. I don't know what they do nowadays and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. But even the video, the imagery in the video, that Rob Bass with them those sweatsuits on, just rocking down the street and stuff, that was pure hip-hop.
That was as pure as you can get. So we certainly lost Rob Bass. I know, and his man Easy Rock is in heaven and be like, yo, son. Yeah, we're going to do this. So they back together again. But we honor Rob Bass, and we also, you know, we thank you for what you've given us.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. And next on that list is Clarence Carter, Montgomery, Alabama. Clarence Carter, I mean, this kid, he's not a kid. I just, you know, the two records, and he had a lot of records. Yes, don't get me wrong. But stroking?
I be stroking.
You know what I mean? You don't even need a translator for that, son.
Oh, nah.
It's just stroking.
Very clear.
No doubt. And my favorite Clarence Carter's got to be Backdoor Santa. I think that's like 69 or 66, somewhere in between that, where he's talking about he creeping on the back door at Christmas time when moms ain't got no Christmas gifts or something. And he doing what he do. The innuendo of Clarence Carter was absolutely incredible. And two, what does hip hop got to do with that? That was Run DMC's Christmas and Holla sample off that record.
Yep.
So.
And you needed kind of a translator. If you don't know, listen to that song.
Hey, you better know.
That ain't mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Nah, you better know what he was doing at the back door. Oh, man, that's what's up. All right, rest in peace, Clarence Carter. Thank you for your contribution to soul and hip hop, of course. Next on that list, we are also honoring Robert Peebo Bryson, hailing from Greenville, South Carolina. Son, these are the pop hits. Roberta Flack and him, I Celebrate My Love. Reaching for the Sky, the joint that's from 1977. If You're Ever in My Arms Again, that's from like 84. Those are the pop hits, though.
Oh, yeah.
But Peebo Bryson is the cat who had a bevy of Red Light, Basement Party, Grind It Out. Now, I'm speaking dinosaur language here. I know the Yumbos don't really may not get put together the Red Light Basement Party jump off.
No, ain't none of that.
But Peebo Bryson's good. He's good money on them sets.
He had that silky voice with amazing songs that you didn't even mention, I'm So Into You. He had that big-ass hit from that Disney movie. Yeah. I mean, his voice
was
just undeniable.
That's what I'm saying. He one of the best in the business and a true OG. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And so we definitely want to thank him for his contributions to everything. But again, I'm trying to tell you, them late night sessions in that basement with the red light, bruh, Peebo Bryson is good money.
Maybe that'll come back, but I don't know how you're going to get busy with the trap music at the red light. It's a different kind of getting busy, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, yo. So next person who passed away is the incomparable musician and producer Dexter Wansel. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Philly, stand up. So his debut album, Life on Mars, is best known for the track Theme of the Planets. This thing is sampled. I know Kid and Play was Last Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Kid and Play with Theme of the Planets. Yeah. J. Cole sampled it. I don't know what he sampled. I know Eric B. and Rakim sampled it. And others. I mean, that was a huge record, but people sampled a lot of Dexter Wansel records. Anyway.
They can find out on the Snitch Spot.
Yeah, they could. No sampled. Doubt. Yeah, of course. Yeah, if you don't really know what time it is with Dexter Wansel, you should know what time it is. But those of us from the dinosaur age, let me tell you Dexter Wansel how he came in. Nights Over Egypt. He produced, wrote, and produced for the Jones Girls. Seminal all-time classic.
Another record to get slapped on. And it takes you there.
Exactly. And two, one of my personal favorites, Dexter Wansel records, is The Sweetest Pain. Later covered by Loose Ends, who housed it. But I remember playing the original, and the cats was coming up to me like, yo, that's not Loose Ends. I'm like, nah, that's the original.
Yes, sir.
That's Dexter Wansel. Sir. So, you know, get it straight. So no doubt. So rest in peace to Dexter Wansel. We're going to continue on. Rest in peace to Forrest Sylvester. Born in Memphis, shout to Memphis, raised in Los Angeles, burst on the scene at just 11 years old.
That's crazy.
With his debut single, Mr. Meaner. Yo, I didn't know he was 11 when he did that.
I did not either, yo. No
clue. Amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it was a different, well, we got kids out here that are artists now, but it's different.
So maybe I'm pronouncing his name right. Well, his brother was Leon Silver, so maybe it was Foster Silvers. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said that.
But
oh, no, you said Sylvester.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Leon Silvers. That's a whole nother story. His brother, Leon Silvers, and his production game.
That's a whole nother story.
But we're honoring his brother, the voice on Mr. Meaner. Too many people to sample, to name, who sampled that record. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the DOC, who probably one of the best interpretations of that record.
Yes, sir.
So rest in peace to him. And last but certainly not least, rest in peace to Sonny Rollins. Harlem, stand up, the jazz saxophonist.
Another great.
Theodore Rollins, again, stage name Sonny Rollins. He was brung in the game by Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. What more can you say about him? Career too long. We don't have a show long enough to honor him. But I will say, what does hip hop got to do with it? Diggable Planets. The rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That. They do admit that most of that first album is Sonny Rollins samples. So
that's the crazy thing about, as we're talking about these artists that are not particularly hip hop, but had some hands in hip hop, is that they played instruments, and it's great to make beats. It really is, but it's also great. And in some cases, even greater when you have somebody who can play instruments at a high level the way they did. They'll never be gone from this earth. Their work will live forever.
I think the disconnect, and I always study this, and I say this probably on a lot of shows, the disconnect between this current generation that we seem to have umbrage with in the previous generation, it was the instrument playing people, and they criticized us. So I'm not sitting up here and saying that they did not criticize hip hop. They criticized hip hop.
Of course they did.
They criticized hip hop royally.
Heavy.
But let me tell you something. There's not one hip hop veteran who won't say that we're standing on the shoulders of every single note that they played. We stand on their shoulders.
And not just that, Killer. In the inception of hip hop, we created something different, even from the great work that they made.
Of course,
we made it into something else, and we didn't call it jazz, we didn't call it R&B, we called it hip hop. So the thing that I have an issue with is what the younger folks, or you want to call it a young man's game and all this kind of stuff. Make your own shit.
Well,
stop calling it hip hop.
I think the reason why there's a disconnect is that I don't believe that they think, not all. There's a lot that don't, but I'm talking about pop kids. I'm talking about pop queens, if you will. I don't believe that they're standing on our shoulders. So like you said, no, they're not. You're right.
They try to push us into the ground.
Well, that's true too. But I'm saying, but you're right when you say make your own or whatever, you know. But they're not, certainly, I don't believe that they're staying on. Like I said, I'm talking about the pop queens, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about them cats up north. I'm talking about them cats down south. I'm not dissing those. I'm just dissing those who don't respect. So, hey, if you're a fan of those and you took it personal, oh well.
So be it. Because I'm going to stand on that hill that, yes, we used, and I say we as in the original hip-hop generation. Yes, we used what was available to us. But again, we didn't get in there calling our stuff jazz hop or whatever. We called it hip-hop.
No
it
doubt.
It became something different.
No doubt.
Now, we can clearly hear the difference in the music that was made up until the early 2000s, maybe? Very early 2000s, up until there? Then since the later and middle 2000s to now, it's something different. And I just wish people would recognize that.
Well, they can't, and I don't think they will, because I think that there is, and you know me, I'm not conspiracy, but I think that there is powers who need it to funnel. They need that.
That ain't a conspiracy, brother.
I'm not a conspiracy, brother, but I could clearly see that.
Thank you.
So, no doubt. So, anyway, we freestyling tonight. I don't really have a lot of topics because I concentrated on the people that passed away that were super, super important to the development of hip-hop through samples, but their own particular work. I own these people, Mr. Wantzel, Sonny Rollins, you know, people, Bryson, Clint. I own their records. You know what I mean? That's not even a mystery. I own them joints. So I feel good about that. So, but what we will talk about is a continuation. It's your boy.
What?
Your boy.
Uh-oh.
Boy's totally off the reservation, B.
I know you're talking about. Hey.
Yeah, your boy's totally off the reservation. It's unseemly. Look, I get it. There's plenty of old heads who want to give your boy, you know what I'm saying?
Aubrey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Salute to the Maple Leaf, yo. Canada Dry, yo. What's up? Salute. I mean,
great job on those streams. What?
Yeah, great job on the streams, yo. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is really... Okay, let's get right down to it. Speech is like point blank. And I'm not talking about the personal, you know, people owe him an apology. Don't nobody owe you a goddamn apology, son. But for you... to say the greatest that ever did it.
You must have just saw that Sprite commercial from 20 years ago.
That's a bridge too far. And there's plenty of guys our age who are or Canada Dry drinkers geeking. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever heard them say that. I've heard them say he's the best now. I've heard them say in the streaming era, he's the one who made everything go in the streaming era. Shout the Soldier Boy. They'll never give you credit for inventing
Drake.
It. They'll never give you credit for inventing it, but I will because the historical record to me is clear. It was absolutely Soldier Boy's invention. Well, not his invention, but he's the first one who really took advantage of it online exclusively. Son, I don't know what to say, yo, for him being totally off the reservation like that. And I still said it. I said it a few shows ago that I think he sees a point where he can get a retirement plan jumping, get on the Drake Next World Tour as an opening act. Figure he's going to do fucking 100 dates in the U.S. and another 100 dates overseas and pays big money. He's still the walking economy. There's no doubt about that.
He is. Yeah, Well, let me start by saying that obviously we don't know Speech personally. We just had that interview a while back, and in that interview, I gained a lot of respect for him. But I'm losing respect with every post that he does, and I will continue to lose the respect until he actually debates someone. And I don't mean argue, which, you know, ain't nothing wrong with arguing as long as it's understood that that's what it is, a discussion that could get heated or whatever. But for him to continue to jump on, and maybe he's just doing this to get streams or clicks and likes on his shit. I don't know. But it just is, it's just not coming off as genuine at all. It's just not, it just doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't look genuine. And the nerve to ask for apologies was just incredible to me.
Yeah, it was incredibly pompous. And I just, yes, look, you know, he has a number one record in the country and it's been running. That's a mixed bag, though, because
and we know why. Well, the real behind the scenes reason why it's that.
Well, I know that, but I do want to say. Wait,
you think Michael Jackson done sold some more fucking records? No. People that like and love Michael Jackson hear all this shit about Drake, like, fuck that. We going to stream his shit.
Yeah, I know.
So it's so that's not even real to me.
No, it's not. And just to clarify your point, I just happened to look at this past week and look at Billboard and look at the top 10, and it was six Drake records and four Michael Jackson records. I mean, it was.
And what does that tell you?
It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And joins from Off the Wall and Thriller is mad years ago.
Come on, yo. So that game is what it is. That's a game, and Drake is winning in that game. But that doesn't make you the greatest rapper ever. It makes you the most streamed ever. It makes you the whatever. But it doesn't make you the greatest ever. And that's what I wish he would just stop saying, or just say, you think he's the greatest ever. And he did say today, I think I heard him say something about it's opinion. The whole thing's opinion. My opinion is an opinion. But I'm not jumping out there like that week after week, because I think we're going to be done with this conversation about Speech, as a matter of fact. Because it's blasphemy. And anybody with real credibility would get at him in a real discussion, I'll call it. Not even a debate or argument, a discussion. He'll get eaten alive. And maybe that's why he won't debate someone or talk to someone.
Well, I don't think he'll debate, because I believe, and let me get back to my other point about it being a mixed bag. You know, Iceman is that record, but he put out three records. Yep. And the other two are just throwaways. I mean, nobody's checking for those other two. So that's, you know, I tell you what, if you want to take it in totality, and people aren't, because they're strictly Iceman only, but I'm like, well, what about the other two whole albums? Oh, well, he's just doing that to get out of contract.
That's an easy excuse, huh?
Hey, that's.
The I mean, excuse. Even though it may be true.
Yeah, that's
but,
the.
But that still doesn't take away from the fact that it's not contributing to them streams.
And I guess what I'm waiting for, this is just me, what I'm waiting for is a guy like Speech and others like him to start breaking down the records. They're breaking down the numbers. They're breaking down the numbers all day.
Yeah, let's hear them.
But they're not. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I don't hear Speech up there talking about the bar from track 3, verse 2. This is some of the greatest bars ever. And let me break the bars down for you. I don't hear that. I'm just hearing
streams, numbers, not sales, streams. Anybody there? You know how many? There's probably half of them shits is hate streams, my G.
I agree with that.
I'm guilty of some of them because I had to listen to the album so I could talk about it.
Yeah.
I only listened to the Iceman one. I didn't even listen to the other ones.
I had some
hate streams in there.
I'm gonna give it the smell test. I admit that I don't have to. Ooh. I don't think that it's gonna sound any different than any of the other joints, but
Chitlins and hot sauce.
Okay, my man.
Some people like that, I guess.
My man. But anyway, I'm not going to spend too much time on your boy, and I'm not, it is just disappointing. That's all for me. It's just disappointing that he doesn't have any better as old as he is, and he doesn't have any better gravitas, you know, in his study. And I know, part. Right. And I know he's smarter than that, but I guess the allure of trying to get on this tour and moving to Canada just is.
Yeah. But let's say he does not get that call. Then how you look? Cause that's a finicky dude, as you know, that guy from
no doubt. There.
So
no doubt. So,
and plus, do you really want to work with him after seeing the history of that?
B, it's not about that. It's about that retirement plan, B. Trying to get that, trying to get that TSP together, son.
Tire pressure system. what is he trying to get together? I don't know.
Thrift savings plan.
Okay.
All right. Let's move it on. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and I know this is kind of old news, but there's a couple of things here. Jay-Z at the Roots Picnic. This everybody did not exactly get a response. And so the people, the talking heads.
Oh, he got
heads,
a response.
Well.
But it wasn't a good one.
Yeah, he got a response, but it wasn't. Yeah, and it wasn't. It was more, unfortunately, it was more about his appearance than.
Yeah, that.
I just. Yeah. I don't understand, but I'm going to give it a simple answer. I think that Hov, and I said this before, when his hair got wild to begin with, I think that Hov got to really, you know, he got to please his wife, man. You know, and his, I think his wife. He's into that type of thing. And, you know, I mean, most men do what it takes to make their wives happy.
What's that buzzing sound I hear? They go, come get you, boy.
Wait, hold up, B. Are you saying that that's a slight? Saying that a guy like Hope, swerving?
Positive.
Swerving? I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question. If there's something that you can do that makes wifey happy, you're not going to do it?
Yeah, I can do that, but my wife is not Beyonce. She's my wife, but my wife doesn't have a beehive, so to speak, either.
B, you what's that me? Got to do? What's that got to do with their marriage, B?
I'm just anything negative. Let's move past her. Anything negative about her is gonna get you some looks.
Well, it's not about her, and I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Hov doing what he got to do in the larger public because. Deep down, Hov would cut his hair, you know what I'm saying, get the Caesar and put a Yankee cap back on.
You think?
I think.
Might be past that, B.
Lee's maybe.
Probably gone. Gone. I'm just saying, that shit's probably gone, B. Gone. That Hov does not exist no more.
So, I guess if my wife... If my wife, I'll use myself as an example. If my wife is like, you know, I'm really into men wearing floor shiners and you, other than maybe the church, you know, just on a regular, you know, wearing floor shiners on a regular, that's going to be a huge problem in our marriage. I will entertain wearing floor shiners to church, to special events. Okay, but if she's like, I don't know, every day, you know, and some slacks.
Let me see the wingtips.
That may be a problem in our marriage. A serious problem if it's that deep.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Nobody should tell anybody how to, I mean, you could help people come up, but you ain't got to tell nobody how to dress or act and all that kind of stuff. So.
All right.
I see where you're going, but if we stick to the subject matter of him on that stage dissing after a few weeks ago talking about we shouldn't be doing that, that was big.
I was going to get to that. Yeah, I wanted to get his hair out of the way,
that's superficial.
Okay, that's real. Okay, that's real. But let's get to that. Okay, he's on the interview. You know, talking at Rudy Pooh. On the interview.
Him want some milk and cookies.
Well, I was going to say, he's on the interview. I mean, them motherfuckers must have had soft baked joints up there, yo. Mm. Oatmeal raisin, chocolate chip. You know, he had a malty joint, soft joints with ice cold milk. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Probably not even 2%, probably whole ice cold milk. hove up there
drinking coconut milk at this point.
Yo, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Okay, exactly. He probably had it on his rider before he came up there and shit. Organic coconut milk. So they serving him in the whole junk. And like Swerve said, yeah, talking about he wish that the battle didn't happen and now battles are more negative. And then he show up at the Roots picnic. At this point, he gonna have to make another good record or niggas is gonna be like, stop rapping.
Well, in addition to, see, you thought it didn't make no noise, but it made noise. This had people digging, finding out that where he, well, some folks already knew this and have talked about it. The I'm not a writer, I'm a biter situation.
Yeah, right.
Where a whole lot of his work came from somewhere else. So that was big in discussion as well. So I don't know about making a new record because it might be over, yo.
I think, first of all, that biter, not a writer, not a biter, has dog-holed for a long time. And I think 444 probably silenced a lot of guys because it was such a good record.
Yeah, it was.
But at this point, the double standard, the double talk, and then, of course, you know, getting, and then too, okay, I don't understand, again, the people who got dissed, they're already roadkill. They're already, with the exception of Drake, everybody else was roadkill. They're already on the side of the road and the buzzards are on it now. So, you know, there's a lot of young nuts who are on the Billboard chart that he could have, or he could have just won at the most sensitive guy in the business and got the best bang for his buck and just spent, you know, 10 minutes on him.
Well, maybe he was shooting him some bail money, as some of us like to say, shooting them roadkill in folks some bail money to get up out of there. Because once he mentioned their name, all that's going to do in this internet world is make people go look them up and see what they said and why he had to address them type stuff.
Yeah.
So guess what that is? More clicks, more likes, more streams.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm not going to say I was disappointed with Hove. I guess I'm just like, damn, bro. You know, in this day and age, we need a more robust representation here. And at that point, if you really aren't up to it or whatever, I'm sure there's a lot of portfolio management that you could be doing on a daily basis.
I think this was a one-off because he's a billionaire and he's got a lot of concerns to manage by being a billionaire, more so than making a record and dissing somebody and all that kind of stuff. So yes, he did it at the show. But I don't see anything else coming of this. Yeah, I know he's a billionaire. And like for us, I lose $10, I'm toe up. But when he start losing the kind of money he could stand to lose by getting involved with this. And then on top of that, what can he rap about now? Can he rap about being a billionaire? Will people want to listen to that?
I think he could still make a good record. Now, whether that's really going to happen or possible, who knows? I think that shout to Nas, shout to Mass Appeal. I give them a shout out every show and all the veterans who released great music on that label last year. He's got to be affected by that. At least I'd hope he would be, because those are his peers.
Yeah, but his peers have handled things way different than he has.
Yeah, no doubt. Because they just got back to what hip hop is and just made great records.
There you go.
So
there you go. Even 444 was more like an autobiography type record than you know, about his current issues going on in his life at that time. So
right.
But I can't imagine a welcoming back when you just coming on talking about selling drugs or. Or whatever. I just can't imagine.
I don't think he's gonna would do that. I think if he did that, he would do that, you know, as a point counterpoint. you know, I'm making a point. Yeah, this was what it was, but this is what it is now. And to get out of Hov, he's got one. He's got the Teflon thing over him for one reason and one reason only. It's because he got money and he's got more money than every last one of them. And every time you want to talk about money, I just see guys holding up money in videos and Jay-Z saying, you know, I'll let you get a glimpse. It's crazy.
Yeah. And he will have that.
But I'm just saying, but so that is important for the young, because at the end of the day, what do they say? Y'all niggas broke.
Yep. That's the term they like to use.
And they'll never say it to him ever.
Wow.
So no doubt.
Well, anyway, enough of Hov, I suppose.
No doubt.
Speaking of Kanye, he's out there just going at it. Something he's barking at.
I was wondering, he still barks at the Amazon and mailman.
Yes, sir. He still gets that in.
No doubt.
Matter of fact, give me a station break real quick. And we're back. Sorry about that, Kurt. But I had to see what was going on, man.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, what do you think this year so far? Is there a lead dog in your list?
Wow. I know we're halfway through the year, but it's too early to say. I don't know. There's records that I have heard, albums that I've heard and enjoyed very much so, but I just... You know how that fourth quarter be, and I'm going to just save some space to see what's going on. Yes, I've been listening to Nick Grant and all that kind of stuff, but...
All right, well, thank you for saying it. I'm just going to be just dead ass, B. That Nick Grant record is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
I'm trying to tell you, son. I'm just trying to tell you that Nick Grant, it to me is insane. Now, I haven't done a lot of rotation, you know. I haven't done a lot of rotation, but boy, come on, bro.
I mean, that's the standout of right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's hard to even think past him, to be honest with you. And I know I'm going to catch heat for that because... New heat is all over the text chain every Friday.
Yeah, but. Right. And that's why I said I haven't done a lot of, you know, looking in or whatever, because I'm thinking I listen to music differently. I think a little bit. I'm really trying to soak in, and I've been soaking in your boy, and I'm just like, come on, bro, you are absolutely,
bars are crazy.
You are absolutely doing it. And
you know what he does? He fits in our era and this new era. I believe that he, because Adonis, my son, he loves it just as well. You know what I'm saying? So,
B, let me tell you about Nick. It's going to repeat it at the end of the year. 10 songs, 33 minutes. He got the memo.
There you go.
He got there the memo. Go.
Good music. No filler.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, there's plenty of good music, but I just thought I wish Kurt G was on his show, because I know that he's got probably a more substantive list.
Oh, of course. That's his lane.
Right, no doubt.
Keep us up.
No doubt. As I was just scrolling through again, like I said, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the resurgence of Michael Jackson. We touched on him a little bit when it came to Billboard or whatever, but the resurgence of Michael Jackson, and I know it's because of the movie, and the people who went to see the movie of a certain age, they're like, oh, it was a great movie. You know what I'm saying?
Me.
So, JC too, you know, shout out to JC.
Oh yeah, he sent me a message. I was like, I told you, bro.
Yeah, he said it was a great movie. So, shout to that, but is it even possible? And I say this to say, is it possible for the kids of this era to really appreciate that? And I say that from a standpoint of, my journey, there's some music where I really, it took me a long time to be able to appreciate that. Some of the more deeper jazz aspects, it took me a long time to appreciate. As you well know, the last time we went digging, I grabbed gospel records.
Yep.
Old gospel records. If I see it, I'm buying it. And it is, you know, it's a passion project for me. And I've really come to appreciate the instrumentation, the singing, the lyrics, the whole thing. So, but Michael Jackson was such, I mean, God damn. I mean, we were there in real time.
In 1983, watching that Motown 25, I was right there looking at it. But to answer, I'm going to tell you, it's a hellacious yes, first and foremost, because he was an amazing entertainer. Amazing. He was the show. You know what I'm saying? Even when he was with the Jacksons and the Jackson 5, he was the show. And the music that he left is timeless. I'm not saying you could make that music today. I mean, somebody could probably change it up a little bit and make it today, but the actual records that he made are timeless. You could listen to your grandma all the way to your four-year-old niece, grandbaby, whatever. It's going to love some Michael Jackson. And, you know, shout out to Quincy Jones, because he had a lot to do with that as well. But he is, in my humble opinion, the greatest entertainer that the world has ever seen. And it shows. We ain't streaming Michael Jackson. So when you see this streaming battle between that guy and Michael Jackson, it's these young people streaming Michael Jackson, B.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess there's one particular thing that you said that is, it is the key thing here. And I definitely am showing gray hair and showing my age, is that, you know, the Michael Jackson records can be played at any event, you know, can be played, you know, you don't have to worry about a certain language. You don't have to really worry about, I mean, that type of thing. Grandmas, little kids, teenagers, you know, 50-year-old niggas. We can all listen to Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And I think that is key. I think that a lot of I sent Igri a video of some nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even remember who it was. But his music was kind of Miami bass-ish. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit Miami bass-ish, a little bit or whatever. His flow was kind of reminiscent a little bit. But the whole scene was just like very young women, scantily clad, which is the norm. I'm not even, as young bulls go, look, I know you got to get your man. Yeah, I'm not dissing, but is that it?
As we used to say 15, 20 years ago, we won't hear this shit 15, 20 years from now. Less than that in this time frame.
No.
It'll be forgotten about in less than that.
And this is coming from a person who really appreciated BET Uncut.
Well, I mean, you appreciate it for not the music.
But I think what I really appreciated BET Uncut, because I think the BET Uncut was 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was 3 a.m. It was right before Bobby Jones.
Right before Bobby Jones came on. Bobby Jones came on at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. BET Uncut.
So, no doubt. So, yeah. And young boys, if they listen to this show, are going to be like, yo, I'm tuned out. Matter of fact, I tuned out 20 minutes ago when y'all niggas is going in on Drake or whatever. Y'all can never. He got speaking of Michael Jackson, he got a Michael Jackson glove on the cover. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will never, ever, ever appreciate good music from this generation. And I understand.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Because
we will appreciate good music from this generation.
Because
you just got to hear it.
Well, because at the end of the day, you know, we only talked about Nick Grant at the end of the day or whatever. But I'm just like, damn, yo, have you heard?
I'm talking about, I'll tell you who I like, who ain't going to make my top 10, but I like the baby. The baby, not Lil Baby. Not Lil Baby. The baby. I like his music. Yes, I do. I told you that years ago.
You did, no doubt. But Kurt G likes trap, so I mean everybody's got a weak point.
Well, here you go. Yeah, so you don't like Kodiak's music, huh? You just like Kodiak.
I don't even really appreciate I've never appreciated Kodiak's music. And again, I'm just saying he's the type of guy who, when I seen him huffing, you know, those air conditioners, I had respect for him. Clearly has a drug problem, clearly has a lot of issues in his life for whatever reason, but you know, that type of thing.
No doubt. You know, but we will appreciate what sounds good to our ears. Everything, just like this show, is not for everybody. That some of that music that we hear is not for everybody. That Chief Keef shit, it was crazy out there, but it's not for everybody.
Right.
And I would hate to look like a certain Southern states person getting on the internet talking crazy about stuff like that, but we already had that discussion.
No doubt. Speaking of the text chain, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Peter. He posted the new Rasheed Chappelle, which I'm gonna listen to that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So shout out to Pete. And we don't have any Digital Freaks albums of the week. Kirk G's out of town. But anyway, I do want to shout out to Pete and Matt who continue to do what they do on the text chain. And again, you know, That's what it is.
Pete and Matt, love it.
Yeah.
But quick, let me go back to that last topic real quick. I almost forgot to say this though, B. As far as the music of today, and you mentioned BET Uncut. That is what music is today. This music that's coming out is BET Uncut. Tell me I'm wrong. You see the imagery on the internet. You see it. We send it back and forth to each other like, look at this shit.
Hey, you know, the imagery is BET Uncut.
Yes.
The music. I won't even diss them BET Uncut niggas on the music. I just can't do it. All right, here we go. Something that we shouldn't even be in. Something that we shouldn't even talk about. But I actually gave it 30 seconds when it was posted on the text chain.
Oh, well, let's go.
Okay. It was the Kim Kardashian kid and Lil Wayne's kid.
Oh, yeah. No, I sent you that. Did I put that on text chain?
Did you put it on text chain? I don't know who put it on text chain.
I sent that to the Inside Hip Hop group.
Okay, but either way.
And I said, what are we going to do with this?
Okay, and I took 30 seconds. And the first thing was just like you said, why are they even in the rap category? First of all, why are these two no talent kids? No disrespect. And they are no talent making music, but guess what? I said the same thing about, here we go, Wayback Machine, Diggy Simmons.
Ooh.
And I was, what did I say about Diggy? I was like, I don't want to hear nothing about no motherfucking Diggy Simmons.
That's what you said. Exactly like that, with a little bit more in vitriol.
Okay, and two, Diggy put out his record. People try to hype it up, talking about, oh, he got his pops flow. They got Preem on the team and all these people. But Diggy put his record out and then
they lied, Hammer.
That nigga right now, shit, look like tumbleweed and shit.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Damn.
So I'm thinking the same thing for Lil Wayne kid and the Kardashian kid or whatever. They're gonna be tumbleweeding that shit. Maybe they'll get into acting or fashion designing clothes and shit.
Yeah, they have options.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no doubt. Something in the arts or whatever. Start selling, you know, weed mugs or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I challenge anybody who made it this far who don't normally listen to us. I challenge you to listen to that and tell us how it's good.
I'd like to somebody to challenge and to tell me why that's hip hop.
Well,
forget about if it's good. Why is that hip hop? And is it only hip hop because of the color of their skin?
Damn. Well, I mean, I hear you on that part, but shit, a lot of color skins done called themselves hip hop and then bounced.
Yeah, no doubt. So, like I said, we didn't really have a bunch of topics. Again, we wanted to get in after really, really being intermittent because of a lot of personal issues, you know what I'm saying? Of course, yep. Me getting balanced, Igri's dog. You know, Kurt G, yeah. He's out of town on a whole nother mission or whatever. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, can we re-talk about the stripper culture again? Can we do that for just a minute?
Well, I don't know what to say about the stripper culture, B. I don't... Stripper culture to me and those of us, and not trying to, and I definitely come off plenty of times like a hypocrite, but not trying to come off like a hypocrite. Plenty of us enjoyed plenty of strip clubs and maybe even not some of the more primetime strip clubs.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, certainly at the strip clubs. Yes. Yeah,
at. Not at the basketball game. Not at the high school graduation. Not at the grocery store.
Not at the airport.
Oh.
Definitely at the airport.
Woo, the fast food spot. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about. It's like, and I'm talking about the guys too, because there's a certain look and actionable items that take place from the male species in the strip club era too. I mean, is it because we are truly fouled up in our community, like fouled up, like not having the right examples of people to look up to or to idolize, for lack of a better word? You think it's that?
So, nah, to be honest with you, I think that you're seeing maybe second generation, maybe even third generation. I don't know, whatever it is. But I'm going to say second generation of kids raised in front of screens, in front of tablets, screens. Yeah. And, you know, and too, not even screens as far as sit down and turning on the family computer, which was in the living room. And your mom's like, who can see what you got on the junk? I'm talking about privacy. So you get your first celly at 8.
We can always go back to that old me riding the window up. That was about 20 years ago that happened.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
and the young lady in the car with her baby in the back seat. So
yeah, but B, it's deeper than that. You got you have the whole situation that is. Hold on. Oh, never mind. I'll deal with that later. Sorry, I was about to blow up the whole show. Kurt G would have been so mad. But you're dealing with folks. They're raised on that, B. You get your first cell at 8. And then so you got your cell. And then so, you know, you in the room and whatever. And then you up in there dolo. And shit, any kid knows how to, you know, Google. Drop it.
And you know what's crazy about that is I can tell you from experience. Because I had little daughters. And I wasn't involved in Adonis and Aramis in that time when they were that young. But there are easy buttons for parents to go in there and press that a child can't see certain things.
Yeah, B, you know what that comes down to? That comes down to how many VCRs had the right time when you walked in the crib. So that's not going to happen. You have to be Tiger Mom, you know, or Super Dad to really, and there are plenty of us out there who are like that. I'm being honest with you. I was not that.
Got you.
You know, I was not that, so I'm being transparent. So,
yeah, but still, even if you weren't that, you had such a deeper understanding of what music is to even be for your daughter to even hear and be around versus only hearing Lil Uzi Vert or whoever.
Right, no doubt. And again, you know, I'm not take it or leave it, good, bad, or indifferent. My daughter is well grown. I don't know what she deep down into. Now, she don't dress like that. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, she don't dress like that. But nonetheless, so I can't say. And when we had Pete and Matt on, they said that's not too far from other folks.
No, it's not. And again, let's make clear. It's not just our folks as far as the strip club thing, that part. But I'm trying to hone down into why our community embraces that so tightly and will argue I can wear what I want. I can do, yeah, you sure can. But somebody along the way should have told you that, yes, you can dress however
there's
you want
no,
to.
There's no incentive. All of that because of the being raised on tablets and phones. So that's the incentive.
Yeah, but don't you think a young lady wants to be a wife or a young man wants to be a husband, or they just don't even fucking think about that these days?
B, that shit is...
Because when your whole ass is on the internet, that's community ass, B.
It is. No doubt. B, there's no incentive for that. There's no incentive for that because the chances are, not exclusively, that their moms wasn't married, their aunties, or their grandma, or even longer than that. And if there was, there was just baby daddies, and then the drama filled with that. There's no hard body incentives for that. And then too, even the educated young ladies and young women are affected by that. Yep. Because there is such a quid pro quo in the relationship. The standard YouTube videos ain't got to be dressed like a floozy or ain't got to be, you know, dressed like a jail nigga. But, you know, maybe the woman is saying, you know, I need, as your boy, the late great, you know, said, high value man. And that is any dude with dough.
Well, it's going to be a young, dumb dude with dough, a telephone, a money phone or whatever, because a real high value man is not going to entertain that.
Well, no, that's true, too. And not just to get on the high value dudes, but again, you know, very, you know, reasonably looking African-American women's, and don't have to be African-American women's, but, you know, who are bringing themselves, like you said, down to community ass. And yeah, that's
so I don't know. And actually, I only bring it up again because it's just it seemed like it's just going straight downhill, B. Straight downhill, fast. What, you know them old school roller derby cars, or the no brakes, they just get in. Soapbox, they call them shit. Soapbox.
Oh, races. Yeah.
Just going downhill with no brakes. That's what it's feeling like.
I don't, well, like. I tell you what. That may be the case. But what I want to say is that the requisite work is tough work. You know, that change. There's a lot of cats out there. You're like, you know what? I don't care. We just toe up and we just going to be toe up. But the I don't think it has to be that way. But I think the requisite work is, again, like it always is, just like going to vote. And it's just one vote. It's just one person at a time.
And nothing changes overnight, for sure. But at some point, somebody got to look in that mirror and be like, yeah, I'm going to do something different.
And individuals will.
I would like to see it.
No, you know, again, there's no, that's never going to be seen. See, that's what I mean. Wow. That's never going to be seen. You're not going to see an individual who did that, who used to be, yeah, man, I used to be out there doing this, that, and the third. Man or woman, you're not going to see that story of redemption. You're not going to see that changing of lives.
I was talking more so overall, because you're right. We won't know individually. We won't know. Never know. We done shit. We got shit in the past that we've done.
Right.
Even not being at that level of whatever you want to call it, we have things that we probably find difficulty talking about. But, you know, somewhere along the way, I don't know. We're sitting here as two men who didn't really have fathers in our lives, but we ain't run around with skorts on and shit, skirts well, and
no doubt.
Dresses and shit.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, but anyway, B, again, like I said, I don't want to stay super long on the Hip Hop Digest. I just want to say that, you know, we wanted to get back in and whatever, and yep. And come in, you know, when Kurt G gets back in, we definitely, I challenge, you know what I'm saying, challenge you. Like I said, we've been trying to celebrate the 20th year of Hip Hop Digest or whatever.
That's right.
But again, but like I said, you know, there's a lot of personal things, but hopefully we will get back on track for a couple shows in a row. I challenge you to bring up some, you know, maybe two or three favorite Jones. Nick Grant's already on the board, so we take him off the board. maybe two or three joints. Nothing super heavy, and start talking about the music.
It'll be easier than we probably think. It's just you caught me off guard with it, and
That's the homework.
I've been listening to Nick Grant heavy.
That's the homework.
See what else I got.
That's the homework. Two, maybe three joints. You know what I'm saying? That you kind of been listening to.
Now that we got our Instagram back, let's talk about that. I'll put it out there on the Instagram to see who people see doing that, putting in that work for hip hop.
No
so
doubt.
Far, yeah. 2026.
No doubt. And before we go, I want to give a shout out to Big Rush. Shout to you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, you always hooking the digest up, man. We really, really appreciate you and can't wait for the record to drop. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
He's working.
I know he's working. I also want to give a shout out to Grayskull. I always do. You know what I'm saying? Because they are putting in work. Kurt G's over there just whipping up Miracle Whip and shit.
How about that?
Yeah, no doubt. So, of course, that type of thing. And again, like I always shout out Peter, Matt, T-Bear, oh, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to forget folks, but everybody, you know what I'm saying, all involved. So, peace to you. Thank you. And, you know, God willing, we back on the regular rotation.
We're back.